So the shift starts at 7, although sometimes the launch orders come in a little earlier. So we're in awesome shape right now. This is one of the two major entrances this morning that we needed to block. So we're in great shape. The situation is that the shift starts at 7. The longshoremen have been told to stand by, which means that it's highly unlikely they will try to cross this line. However, we absolutely need to stay here until a decision is made by the arbitrator that there is a, quote, health and safety problem, at which time all the longshoremen will be going home. That could happen any time between, let's say, 7:30 and noon. So we have to stay here until we get the word from the arbitrator that that decision has been made. So, and you will know that either from me or from the picket captain folks. So we need to hang in here until then. Alright, you guys are awesome for getting out here so early. I'm so happy we're really late today.
There's two helicopters above us.
What's going on?
People who just arrived and left.
There's a woman with a lime green National Lawyers Guild cap on. And we just heard that March is arriving somewhere here in the port. And it's 6:18. So there's one covered pickup truck that wanted to enter berth 32, just a regular personal pickup truck, and there was this about 150, 200 picketers, and so it's moved on and parked next to the gate. And there's a line of riot police that have lined up in the street across, so it's blocking passage on the street second of the two gates, gate 30, berth 30, and it's 6:35. People are taking individual shots of each officer. she just said that 8 o'clock is a critical moment when there might be an attempt of entry, and so the blockade has to get tight for that time. And she said she'd return. And it's 7:25 right now.
This is what democracy looks like. I know the people in Longview are very gratified by this. Very gratified. How could they not be? How could they not be? And this also says a lot to labor, because for those who say that the Occupy movement doesn't have any clear demands, that it's that their demands are too broad or whatever, I think that this demonstration today is really quite clear.
Well, it seems like the issues of the truckers, the people who lost their homes, the people that can't get health care, I mean, all the issues facing the entire population, students who can't afford to go to school, it seems like these issues are all the issues that are coming up at this rally here.
Well, but there's no question about that, and I think that that's very important. For those who say that this struggle with EGT is the ILWU's purview or bailiwick and no one else should be supportive, that just defies logic. How could you say that? Because this situation is not just with the ILWU, it's global. And this Occupy movement is global.
It's 5 to 8. There's minimal police presence, like I can't see anything. But the helicopters are low, really low. Without containers drive by honking their horns, right, saluting us. It's 8:35. Officers with canisters.